extra work for tonight. Okay, so we're going to start, everyone turns over to Matthew chapter 4.
Amen.
We're going to go to, start in verse 1 and go to verse 11, through verse 11. So starting in verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Okay, so I've been having an interesting time at work lately. I just moved from Express to Main Shop. They're two different buildings. I've been more vocal about what I do here and why I want to pick up A-side, which consists of Tuesday nights. Well, I was thinking, since I started that, I started talking to people at work. The people at work we're debating, let's put it that way. We're debating Bible and I'm trying to witness to them, talk back and forth with them. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my first thought. I'm going to Main Shop. Maybe these conversations are a little bit over with. Nope. Not even my first day there, because I don't technically start that shift until tomorrow. I was overtime yesterday, and it starts up. One of the gentlemen comes up to me and starts talking to me. And we just start hashing it out. Because he was hashing it out, it's the wrong word. We started debating again. There was no hateful, no anger, nothing like that.
No.
So we're sitting there, we're talking back and forth. He's asking me these questions, I'm answering these questions the best of my ability. Well, he then tells me that he grew up in church. So he starts telling me different things, and we're having this discussion, and it just seems to roll in to a long debate. Honestly, we're probably talking about 2 hours throughout the night, two out of the 10. And here I thought I wouldn't have this situation come up, at least not for a little while, and it was the first night I was there. So thinking of that, it kind of leads into the name of the sermon today. New times, old tricks. Because here he was doing the exact same thing Satan was doing. Satan's just, it's a different day and age. Satan's still doing the exact same thing he did back then.
Oh yeah.
The only difference is you're not discussing it with Satan himself.
Right.
Go ahead.
Then again, Satan's not discussing it with Jesus Christ himself. They're both having the fight, which we were actually talking about last night. Was there's two entities, because he believes in a higher power, but he doesn't believe in God. So we're having that discussion. So it brought me back to this. That made me think of these verses today. So I wanted to get into these verses. These verses, they have different things. The Satan tempts him three times after he just fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Which, who can go without eating for more than a day? I can't. I was late tonight. Proof. I was late tonight because I wanted a hot meal and I was starving. So I sat at home longer than I should have eating. But I was still thinking about this, and I wouldn't get off my mind. So every time you have a situation, you're going to come up with them. The more you start talking about it, there's talking about Jesus Christ, the more people are going to start asking you questions. All I told this guy before was I wouldn't take A side because I have an opportunity to learn or to get experience preaching on Tuesday nights. Only thing I really said to him about anything about church. And that was probably a month ago. But he comes up out of nowhere and starts having this conversation with me. So it's a little bit different. I want to tell you a little bit about the conversation. And then we're going to actually what I want to get to. So there's different things along the lines of why. I think his biggest issue was two things he kept bringing up. Why, if there was a higher power that cared for us, that he would let someone die of cancer. And then tonight, thinking about Madia's prayer request, a 22-month-old, right, has leukemia. His thing would be, why would they do something like that? Only thing I could come up with is to tell him that answer is, there's a reason. I'm like, he has a reason for it if it's nothing other than to take that child home before they come of age, because he's not going to get them, one, to his side. He's like, how in the world does that make sense to you? I'm like, it's very simple. It makes sense to me because he loves us that much. He'd rather spend eternity with us than us go through life here in the way that the world is now. It did make sense to him. He also had a cousin that was drunk one night, was smart, took a bicycle home because he was drunk, intoxicated, and he wasn't supposed to be driving. That same night he was on a bicycle, he got hit by a car, by a drunk driver. Yep. He's like, so why does that make sense? I'm like, honestly, I have no idea. He's like, they're adults, they know the repercussions of their actions. He's like, so why would you choose to do that? I'm like, the same reason we always choose. We always have the good and the bad. You always have someone in your ear telling you, hey, do this, you're going to be fine. You can do it. I don't care if I'm standing up and everything's spinning or the hallway's curving or I can't remember what I just did 30 seconds ago. This voice is still telling me I'm good, I got it.
Come on.
Then you got another voice telling you, hey, no, don't be stupid. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But yet, they still choose which one they want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there's always those two forces. So we had an argument over that. Then he actually got into one that kind of sounded crazy to me. So we started talking about when I brought up the child being taken to the Lord before they became of age and didn't know him and got spent eternity in hell being tortured. He's like, so you're telling me technically Satan's a good person? Like, what? Please tell me how this works. He's like, Satan's a good person. He takes the evil people and he tortures them forever for doing the exact same thing that he did. So why does that make him a good guy? At all. His other thing was, you can have someone that murdered someone turns around at their deathbed right before they get put into an electric chair or killed or however they do it anymore, and confess that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior and they're going to heaven. I said yes. He's like, that's crazy. I honestly didn't have an answer for that. To me, that's not crazy. To me, that makes sense. Because he came down, he died on the cross for our sins. He left everything he had, came down, died on the cross for our sins to save us. He gave up everything. Man. So he goes. So that didn't make sense to me either. But here's what I wanted to get into. Every time Satan tempted Jesus in whatever manner he did, Jesus always came back with a verse from the Bible telling him exactly why he's not going to do it.
Yes.
Yep.
Right. So, I found myself last night having a lot of things going, I know there's something there. I don't know what verse. I don't know what chapter. I don't know what book. So I'm like, okay, well, this shows us that we need to be in the Bible more so we can fight those kinds of battles.
That's good.
Because that's what they're looking for. Every time I have a conversation with one of these gentlemen at work, it's always proof. They want proof, they want proof, they want proof.
Right.
Honestly, the best proof you're going to get is right here in the Bible, which is God's holy word, and it's going to tell you exactly what you can do.
Right.
You just have to get into it to understand how to act upon those situations. As much as we all love it, because especially now the younger age, me included, things I don't have to put in work, it's good, it's fine. I'll just, you know, a little skim by on the sidelines here and just kind of somehow make it through. But we have to know, we have to put in the work to do these things so
right.
we have these battles, because that's essentially what they are.
Yeah.
That we will show them the right way.
Go ahead.
Because there was more than one time this gentleman came back to me. It was probably a 2-hour conversation throughout a 10-hour shift. And we sat here and had a conversation multiple times. He finally came up to me. He said, I'm going to leave it this. He's like, he doesn't care about us. He's like, period, end of story. He's like, we're ants to him. He does not care about us. If he did, why would it be like the way it is today? And then he walked off. I'm like, okay. But he kept coming back to me. So what crossed my mind at that point was he's looking for one of two things. He's either is hateful and spiteful towards Jesus Christ because he grew up in the church. He knows what it is. He said he gave up most of his youth to do things for the church and church members and even people that weren't up for the church. And then it was either that, or he was trying to get me to convince him again because he wanted someone to show him the way back. And I couldn't do it. Why? Because I wasn't in here. I didn't know the verses. I couldn't tell him. Miss Maudia, don't slap me, please. We actually got to the point where it was... Okay, we're good. He asked me about the Ten Commandments. He's like, the Ten Commandments. He's like, they were there. He's like, it's pretty much the same thing. There's like four commandments. Everything else is just repeating itself. I'm like, no, they're not. No. He's like, yes, yes, they are. I'm like, you want me to prove it to you? He's like, yes, please. So I'm like, okay. It's like, I got to figure out which verse this is. I'm like, I know it's in Exodus. I'm like looking through the chapters. I'm like, he's like, just Google it. He's like, you're taking too long. I'm like, fine. So I Googled it. So I was like, at first he's like, why don't you just tell me? And he's like, don't you know? I'm like, you want to know him word for word, right? I don't know him word for word. I was like, so we got to go into it and I'm going to get him out. So I started reading him. So he started scrutinizing every single one. By the time we were done, I'm like, so which ones were exactly the same and repeating themselves? And he's like, well, number one and number two were. I'm like, no, not at all. I'm like, all it's doing is telling you what I told him was, I was like, you can have money because you love money and you're after money. You put money before God. I was like, but doesn't mean you got a gold plated dollar over here going, yes, thank you, money. No, it's not what it is. So there's separate things. But to have those arguments, have those battles, we need to learn.
Yep.
What's even more important is the newer people that become saved. They get to that point where they're on fire because it's brand new to them and they're excited. They want to keep going. They want to tell everyone. They don't care what they say. I got the Lord. I'm happy. I'm excited. Let's go. I got so much joy. Then you got the rest of us, me included, that is just kind of like, okay, we've done it so much. We kind of know. We got used to the feeling. It's just like growing up. Time passes a lot quicker because you don't take everything in.
Amen.
We've noticed with my son compared to my daughter, time flew. He's already almost 8 months old now. And it's like, okay, what happened to it? It's like my daughter seemed ever. So simply what I'm getting at is we need to know, and we also have to turn around and teach those young ones that are new in Christ the verses, how to prepare themselves for these battles, because they're going headfirst into it because they're excited. And they won't be able to fight them, and that's where they get discouraged. But to fight these battles, we have to be in the Word of God.
Right.
And have to know where to find these verses to battle these things where Satan is going to put us up against. So I ask you to join me in getting to know the Word better to help others grow in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Dennis.